Om Shanti. Today is 17th May 2018. The magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be Raj Yukt, knower of all secrets, and remain constantly happy and keep, and also keep the Father pleased with your honest heart. The children who please the Father with their honest hearts receive from Bab Dada the blessings to remain constantly happy, Razi. And Raj Yukt with their own sanskars and with the gathering, that is to know all the secrets about them. To know the secret of your own sanskar and the sanskar of one another, and to know about the adverse situation is the stage of being Raj Yukt. By giving your chart to the Father with an honest heart and by having loving heart-to-heart conversation, you experience constant closeness and the account of the past finish. So, in today's blessing, Baba is saying to become, telling us to become Raj Yukt. Raj Yukt means, Raj means secret. The one who knows all the secrets. So, Raj Yukt. So, the first thing Baba is telling us is to become Raj Yukt. We have to know all the secrets. Which secrets Baba is talking about? Secret of your own sanskars. To know the outside secret is quite an easy thing. To know the secret of some secret treasure is another thing. Baba is talking something else. He is not talking of those treasures outside, but he is talking of your own self. The most important thing in this world is to not to know the world, but to know oneself. What I am. There are two worlds. One is macrocosm and there is a microcosm. Macrocosm is so big, but the microcosm is even bigger than that. And to know that internal world, to know the internal microcosm, Chidakash and Ghatakash. This Chidakash is of course very big, but this Ghatakash is equally big. So to know that Ghatakash, to know that internal thing, to know the soul, to know the inside being, to know our own sanskar, to know the secret of one sanskar, to know the clandestine secrets of this sanskar, is to become Raj Yukt. Baba is telling us the great secrets of this universe, and the greatest secret is you, not the world. And what is that secret? You know your own sanskars. What were my sanskar to start with? In that beginning of this world, what was the sanskar and how the sanskar fell down? What happened to the sanskar? How the sanskars got amalgamated? What interpolation occurred? What contamination occurred? How they got adulterated? What was that alloy? And what are your pure sanskar? What were your sanskars up there when you were there in the soul world? So to know the secret of your own sanskars and the sanskar of other. You have to know yourself and to you know others. All those who are surrounding you. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba has said, you must know all those leaves who are around you. You must know those leaves. Because otherwise you will keep getting disturbed otherwise. If you do not understand the nature of the people who is in your workplace, then their nature, their habits, their sanskar, their attitudes would destroy you. Would destroy your behavior, you destroy your inner stability. So it's very important to know what all relationships are there. Somebody has said a very beautiful message. It's written that relationships never die a natural death. Relationships never die a natural death. They are always murdered by attitude, behavior, ego or ignorance. So that's why, in order to understand the relationships, it's very important to know the sanskars of the souls who are surrounding you. All those surrounding leaves which are with you, you have to know their sanskars. Otherwise, their nature, their behavior, their words, their attitude, their viewpoints, their desires, their expectations, everything will come and try to decimate your internal stability. So, Baba is saying, know the secret of your sanskars. First, your sanskar. Second, sanskars of others. Baba is not telling us to become a fault finder. He is not telling us to see through the lens of fault-finding nature, but He is telling us to understand them for your own internal stability. It's not that somebody is not doing yoga and you start commenting, oh, he is not doing yoga, oh, he is sleepy during yoga, or his mobile was ringing during the yoga, or he is not listening to Murli attentively. This is not about that. But you have to know, these people are like that. These persons are like that, and that is their nature. And that's why most important thing for me is self-safety, self-stabilization, self-cocooning. I have to remain in that cocoon, in that self-fortress where no arrow can penetrate. Otherwise, if I get disturbed, nothing is going to help. Everything is going to get disturbed. So know the secret of your own sanskars. What are my hidden sanskars? Because there are some sanskars, they surface only during particular situations. They come out only in front of particular person. Some sanskars, they manifest only when you are in that particular situation, circumstances, time or place. Otherwise, you try to find them. You ransack your mind, but you don't get anything. You search everywhere, every nook and corner and crevices of your subconscious, but you see darkness and nothing else. So, it's very good that every person you come in contact with, he is coming with a torch in his hand and is focusing in some internal dark corner of your mind. I am sitting here, I am not angry at all. I am so calm, peaceful, enjoying wonderful serenity. But suddenly a person comes and I become angry. So I should be thankful to him or not? I should be thankful to him, because he came with a torch and he showed me in the dark corner, still you are having that anger hidden somewhere. So I am in fact thankful to him, because he has become instrumental in letting me know that this vice is still hidden in the subtle form within me. I feel I am very stable, I feel I am absolutely equipoised, but suddenly something happens and everything comes tumbling down. So that situation I am thankful, because that situation showed me, told me that I have not achieved that real perfect stage still now. Time, at particular time, some vice attacks. Whole day person is alright, but the moment he goes to sleep, at that moment, vice attacks. Otherwise he is alright, whole day busy in Gyan, Yoga and service, but the moment he goes to bed, just before sleeping, the vice attacks. Because that time the mind gets relaxed. And the subconscious mind, some hidden traces of previous indulgent behavior and the memory of that behavior comes to the fore. And suddenly it has an upper hand and stage goes down. And then person wakes up with repentance. So, know your sanskars, hidden sanskars. Know sanskars of other people. It's not that we are opposing them, criticizing them, finding faults with them. No, nothing like that. I have to know this is a person and it is his nature, his habit to pick quarrel. It is his nature to criticize each and everything. It is his nature, no matter how well you work, they will say you have not worked at all. You are lazy. You have devoted yourself totally and yet you bring and show them, this is my work. They will say, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Go away and do it again. So this is their nature. There are some people who are never happy, who never get satisfied. You try to satisfy them, you leave no stone unturned to make them happy, but they are never satisfied with you. Tough bosses. To know the sanskars, to know the sanskars of others. And one more thing, to know about the adverse situations. Study these situations, adverse situations, study them. They are sight scenes, but most important thing is to study them. It's not that the situation comes, I faced it. Even if I am successful, even if I am victorious, Still, I have to study those situations, because each situation is coming with a gift. Each situation is telling me something, teaching me something, which probably no book in the world, no lecture of this world, no class of anybody, no religious scholar, no philosophy has ever taught me. And that situation has the potential to teach me something. So know the secret of situations, circumstances, hindrances, obstacles, vigna. They come to give you something. So all the three secrets you have to know. This triple secret. Your own nature. Your own sanskars. Hidden sanskars. They are so much submerged that outside, if I sit, what are my sanskars? I can't see them. And to know these sanskars, you have to enter into the bodiless stage. Somewhere there, up above. You sit in some top point. Then only you can see these three things. Otherwise, if you sit down and try to see these things, they all three will affect you. Your own sanskars, you will come under influence. Vashibhut. Your sanskars of others will affect you, and situations will affect you. Far to learn from them, but they will affect you. And you are under their influence. And gone, everything is gone. So hardly you never become Rajyukt. So Rajyukt is to know your secret. But who I am? That is still the first question. Who I am? What are my sanskars? Because those habits have gone into the subconscious mind. If this is the subconscious mind, if I create 10 layers of subconscious mind, not of the conscious mind, of the subconscious, in that subconscious also, some sanskars are sitting at 4th layer, some at the 10th layer. This is some of the previous births. I am not aware of them. But how they come out, I don't understand. Suddenly everything is peaceful here, and suddenly that sanskar of anger, that sanskar of lust comes out. And that stimulus has nothing to do with that sanskar, in fact. For example, the sanskar of lust comes out. The person has not seen anything lustful. The person is totally pure. The sanskar, the person has spent his whole day in chintan of gyan. The person has spent his entire day in seva. But he finds that the sanskar of lust came out. How? You know, in the addictions, they teach one thing. How the addictions, what are the triggers for addiction? Loneliness is the trigger for addiction. Person is lonely, lust is triggered. Tiredness is the trigger for lust. Person has worked the whole day in service, he has become tired. That tiredness itself can be a trigger for lust. And that sanskar of lust hidden somewhere in the subconscious may come out. Tiredness, loneliness, disease, cough cold, for example, can be a trigger for lust. Any disease for that matter, any disease can become a trigger. Or extreme happiness. Person has extremely happy, is thinking of enjoyment, but that enjoyment is pulling out this lust. It is so strange, paradoxical. It has nothing to do with that. But still, this is triggered by that. So you have to see the internal connections of conscious and subconscious mind. You have to study the inner deep triggers for vices. This is to become Rajyukt. This is to know our own sanskars. Because sanskars are very deep, inveterated deep in the grey matter, the subconscious mind. So know these secrets. And third, adverse situations. Whatever life is presenting, it is coming with some gift. Learn from it. Right from small things like missing train or missing airport, missing flight. Everything is a karmic account. Where we are staying, what people we are with, everything is a karmic account. So know all of these things is to become Rajyukt by giving your chart. This is one part of the Vardhan. Second part is by giving your chart to the Father with an honest heart. Father loves those who are honest. If there is a mixture within, he doesn't like it. Whatever is there, you have to hand over, put forth, surrender unto him. And by having loving heart-to-heart conversation with him, candid talk with him and not hiding anything, you experience constant closeness, that intimacy, that proximity, that closeness with one father, and the accounts of the past finish. Otherwise the accounts will not finish. Because so long as you keep something hidden and do not tell to father, those things will remain. So tell Baba everything, whatever there is in your heart, and he will respond and become Raz Yukt. Om Shanti.